Welcome to the Church of England's weekly podcast. This week we hear an interview with the bishops of Leicester and Norwich about a letter which has been released to parishes ahead of the general election. And I'll be talking to members of the Church of England's Youth Council who have just spent time at their first synod. But first, the House of Bishops have for the first time released a letter to parishes urging them to engage in the political process ahead of the general election in May. The bishops warned that people feel detached from politics and called for a fresh moral vision of the kind of country we want to be. I spoke to the Bishop of Leicester, Tim Stevens, and the Bishop of Norwich, Graham James. I started by asking Bishop Tim why they've released the letter.
Because as bishops we want to encourage the Christian communities in particular to think carefully about the kind of society God is calling us to create in this country. We've known for some time when the date of the general election will be, and we want to raise the bigger questions about the nature of society and social justice within it, how we become a community of communities. And we're concerned that the political discourse today raises much narrower questions than that. We want to raise, as it were, the horizon of political discussion in the run-up to this very important general election.
Bishop Graham, this is the first time you've done this, though. Why now? What should we read into the timing?
I'm not sure you need to read too much into the timing, except that it is still 3 months or so away from the general election. I think the campaigning, of course, is going to hot up as May the 7th draws nearer. But there is also enough time for people to reflect on their own place within our political culture. And so we do want to both raise the horizon of political debate, but also encourage our own people to engage with the general election, to use their vote, and not to reject politics as something which is almost irredeemable in contemporary society, which of course some voices are saying our political culture is dead and you shouldn't engage. That's the Russell Brand view of the year, view of the world. We're countering that. We know we're not as sexy as Russell Brand, but we are doing our best to counter that.
What are you asking people to do then? Are you giving them pointers on where they should be looking to vote?
Well, we're giving them, it's a 50-page document. We want people to reflect on contemporary society, to recognise that there is a temptation in contemporary society to demonise particular groups, to scapegoat groups, whether they are bankers or welfare scroungers or immigrants or tax avoiders. We've got into a way of always regarding things that are bad to be associated with particular groups. Now that creates a society in which people are estranged from one another. So what we are saying is we don't want a society of strangers, we want a community of communities. And for Christian people who are often serving their neighbours in a whole host of both Christian and other institutions, they are already building civil society. They are part of the social glue of our communities. And if they are disengaged from politics, then it's very, very sad indeed, because it's those sorts of intermediate institutions, as we call them, churches and other organisations, which actually build a worthwhile society. You only have to look at societies which have broken down, like Syria and Libya. You can't have government there because you've got no working intermediate institutions which bring people together for the common good. We've got those in this country. The churches are part of them. And what would be tragic is if those who are in our churches disengage from the political process. And we see some signs of that. I've experienced myself youth leaders and food bank volunteers saying they won't bother to vote. That's really serious, and we want to counter that, and this is an attempt to do so.
Bishop Tim, some people may say that the church shouldn't be getting involved in politics. It has no place in politics. What would you say to that?
I think as a duty and a responsibility on every citizen in a democracy to engage with the political questions. It would be outrageous to suggest that because people are Christians, they shouldn't engage with it. We are not advocating any particular political program, nor are we endorsing any particular political party. And we very much hope that the reaction to this letter will not be a defensive one. And no politician needs to feel under personal attack. Indeed, we endorse the political vocation, the vocation of those who stand for Parliament, as a very serious vocation which should be honoured and which should be engaged with seriously. Politicians who reduce everything to a question about whether any particular statement endorses our side of the argument or not are not really serving the interests of the citizens. If serious questions are being raised by bishops arising out of our day-to-day engagement with our communities, then I think they merit being taken seriously, just as questions being raised by any other section of society merit the same attention.
And you can find the link to the letter from the House of Bishops on the front page of the Church of England's website. Around 60,000 people are now eligible to join the Church's Mutual Credit Union, which was officially launched at Synod last week. The CMCU will offer a range of savings and loan products. Canon Anthony Macro-Wood from the CMCU explains how it's going to work.
Initially, we're just offering the founder members bond because we need to get some capital in order to have some money to lend. And so for founder members bond is a minimum deposit of £2,000 going up to a maximum of £15,000. And that's going to be available for the next 2 or 3 weeks. But if someone joins on the web and then finds they can't do that, not to worry, their details will be logged and then we will contact them in a few weeks' time when the regular savers account is available.
What's the advantage for people using a credit union rather than going to a high street bank?
It's ethical. It fits with the ethics of the church. It's people helping people. It builds community. Because we don't have middlemen to pay, like shareholders, for instance, external shareholders, there's more money in the pot to return to members by way of dividends. So there's surplus. Any surplus is returned to members by way of dividend or by reduced cost for borrowing. And so it's a virtuous cycle of money that helps everybody.
Now, it's going to be quite a big credit union, potentially, because you've got other denominations coming in.
Yes, absolutely delighted. It's turned into an ecumenical project. First of all, the Church of Scotland came on board. And then this time last year, the Methodists Church in Great Britain also decided to join. And we would have taken on more denominations, but we've actually got to show to the regulator that we can manage with what we've got. But there are plans in the future to extend to the URC and other denominations as well. So it'll be a fully ecumenical project in due course.
Now, that's an important point to make, that this is regulated, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, regulated by the Prudential Regulation Authority and the Financial Conduct Authority. And the deposits are also guaranteed by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme up to a maximum of £85,000. So it's a safe organisation that's properly regulated and savers are protected.
So who will be eligible to join?
Clergy, ministers, licensed lay ministers, anybody that holds a bishop's licence in Anglican Church to minister will be eligible to join. Those training for ordination will be able to join. And then in addition to that, there'll be trustees of charities. So PCC members are trustees of church charities because each church is a charity. And other Anglican and Church of Scotland charities, their trustees will be eligible to join. Also employees of churches and national church institutions like yourself will be able to join. And then additionally, members of our households will be able to join as well. We will be aiming to pay better than the average rate of return on savings. We can only offer a target dividend at the moment, but in due course, we plan to be able to offer a savings rate on savings account that's advertised in advance, but you need additional permission from the regulators for that, and you don't get that immediately. They want to see a track record of successful trading before they give you that. So in due course, we will be doing that, but we're always aiming to be better than the average rate of return for savers so that we'll attract people. And it will be a good home for your money.
Canon Anthony Macro-Wood. And the website address for the credit union is www.cmcu.org.uk. Four members of the Church of England's Youth Council experienced their first General Synod last week. I caught up with Alexandra Pod, Leah Bell and Elliot Swatridge on the last day of Synod. I started by asking Alexandra how it had gone.
I've had numerous amounts of people say to me already that we've lowered the average age by 20 years, which is probably a good thing because it this is maybe the only way for some young people to get onto synod, because with student life and that kind of thing, it'd be difficult to represent the diocese. So if it's something we're going to bring to the synod, I hope that people start to remember that the church is made up of 0 to 150, and it's not just their age bracket and their friendship group ages that's important, and actually everybody, each 0 to 10, 20 to 30, is just as important as each other in the church. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
What are the issues that you would say young Christians are concerned about?
What are the issues? It's really the same thing that the rest of the church is concerned about. What's an issue for suicide, we've mentioned just now, homosexuality, which is coming up later this year. They are all big issues for youth, and youth have opinions on them, so it's really exciting to be here to represent them.
Leah, you've had to sit through some sort of quite serious topics. I'm thinking about yesterday with the task groups and looking towards the future of the Church of England, which was all, you know, quite doom and gloom. What do you think you can do as young people in the church to try and help the Church of England move forward?
I think it's great that we're able to be here and just show that young people are interested enough to sit through things that might not be as cheery or might not be as interesting. We're a great witness, I think, to senior leaders in the church who wouldn't otherwise meet young people, particularly Christian young people who are interested enough to want to make a change and give up their time.
And the stuff we heard yesterday was that it's an ageing population in the church, you know, we're in danger of losing generations going through. Do you as a young person think that's something that can be reversed?
I absolutely do. I think that change is coming, and people are definitely open to the needs of young people, and people have approached us. We haven't had to do much outreach being here. People approach us, people are very encouraging of us, and they ask our opinions on things. So people are trying to make change, and they just need to know how, and that's what we're here for, really.
What sort of things do you think, Elliot, you will be able to do to try and reverse that change then that Leah's talked about?
I think the reality of God is incredibly wonderful in itself, and what we just need to do is just help young people to experience who God truly is, because God in himself is who human beings are made for. So I think where the church falls down sometimes, it just doesn't really portray God very well. That's why young people aren't attracted, is because God just doesn't come through in it. It's just some sort of human institution. So I feel that what we should do is try and use all sorts of avenues, experiment with new avenues of worship, of prayer, of talks, of activities, of charity, that sort of thing, and we should go down those avenues in a way that young people will be able to relate to and feel they can actually relate to God and actually get really excited about this thing that's not meant to be just a service you go to on Sunday and just have to go through it, but something, a really exciting living faith that'll change their lives.
That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Gillian Moody, and I'll be back next week with the latest news from the Church of England.